Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, July 28th, and former First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis was born on this day in 1929.
And I think every First Lady should do something in this position to help the things she cares about. I would hope that when I leave here, I will have done something to help in the arts in which I'm so interested.
I'm Dan Radcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Gwinnett police are investigating a homicide near Grayson Park. A recent Grayson High graduate is one of five metro area students selected by Bank of America to serve as student leaders. Hebron Church will host a celebration of life for their beloved pastor who passed away. Gwinnett commissioners are looking at how to incorporate public feedback for BOC redistricting. A former Parkview baseball standout is on the U.S. Olympic baseball team. And finally, Governor Brian Kemp has launched an effort to boost the state's electric mobility industry. Plus, we'll talk to members of Gwinnett County's new mental health task force.
The task force is a unit of highly trained officers that will be there to be interventionists in the community. And by that, we mean they'll be there to be called out in encounters with peace officers when those encounters involve a known or suspected mentally ill person in crisis. And so the main purpose of that is to stem this migration of the mentally ill to the jails.
Buckle up.
What's that?
Another shortage.
What now?
People.
R.S. Andrews people.
Oh. While some companies hunt for techs and plumbers,
we believe in finding people.
R.S. Andrews people.
Personable people.
Gotta care about their work.
Sure.
Fastidious fellas.
But friendly.
That'd be nice.
It's how they work.
It's who they are.
Personable, professional people.
Precisely.
Hard to say.
Harder finding them.
I'll bet.
Because we're picky.
Only personable professionals need apply.
Background check.
Clean driving records.
Good pay. Benefits.
Better than most.
Better how?
Better like a six-figure opportunity.
And signing bonuses.
Solid support.
R.S. Andrews takes care of our people.
Promises kept. Zero baloney.
Good people come, stay, and grow.
Plumbers, heating and air techs, electricians.
Personable professionals.
People you'd welcome in your home.
R.S. Andrews people.
We're personable. Professionals prosper.
I like that.
So do people working here.
He's Darren.
He's Ben.
We're RSAndrews.com.
Gwinnett police are investigating a homicide that occurred near Grayson Park on Monday night. The incident happened in a parking lot of the Kroger Shopping Center at the intersection of Grayson Highway and Rosebud Road. There's one male victim, but at this time there's limited information about what happened. Visit GwinnettDailyPost.com for the latest updates. Recent Grayson High School graduate Jamal Saeed is one of five metro area students recently selected by Bank of America to serve as student leaders. Jamal says this about himself in a video posted on YouTube.
Hello, my name is Jamal Saeed and I'm a senior at Grayson High School. I'll be attending Rice University, located in Houston, Texas, where I'll be double majoring in both political science and business, where I intend to become an attorney in the future. My leadership strengths include working well under pressure, being able to quickly adapt, and knowing how to delegate. As president of my nonprofit, Global Diversity and Awareness Club, or GDAC, president of my school's Student Council, Future Medical Professionals, and Spanish National Honor Society, I routinely organize charity drives for the March of Dimes, PPE supply drives for local clinics and hospitals, and food drives for local co-ops.
As part of the Student Leaders Program, these students have started paid summer internships with two local Atlanta nonprofits, Eastlake Foundation and Grove Park Foundation. Similar to last year, the program has been adapted to a virtual format. While this is the ninth year Eastlake Foundation has hosted Bank of America student leaders from Atlanta, it's the first time it's partnered with another Purpose-Built Communities Network member, Grove Park Foundation, as a host. Since 2013, more than 30 Atlanta student leaders have interned with Eastlake Foundation, an organization that works to enable residents in Atlanta's Eastlake neighborhood and families at Charles R. Drew Charter School to build a better future for themselves through its integrated and holistic model for community revitalization. Congratulations, Jamal. Friends, family, and church members are mourning the loss of Hebron Church pastor Flip Johnson, who passed away on Saturday after battling cancer. Pastor Johnson, who was the associate pastor for college and 20s, was a pastor at the Decula Church for more than a decade. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to a GoFundMe page set up for the Johnson family.
These people are members of a community that care about where they live. So what I hear when I'm being yelled at is people caring loudly at me.
Karuna Makmakendran stood before the Gwinnett County Board of Commissioners on Tuesday and made a simple request during public comment at the board's business meeting. She is the director of Statewide Partnerships for Asian Americans Advancing Justice Atlanta, but she's also the campaign manager for the Georgia Redistricting Alliance, a group of more than 20 organizations that are watching the redistricting process in the state. Her request was that the commissioners let residents have a voice in the redistricting process. Although the data needed to draw redistricting maps for Gwinnett County Commission districts won't be available until this fall, the county's leaders are already pondering how to solicit public input on the new maps. Those lines are redrawn based on census data that the state receives from the U.S. Census Bureau. The legislature must approve redrawn boundaries for congressional, state legislative, county commission, and school board districts. One issue the county has to sort out is whether its own geographic information system, or GIS, will be used to draw up commission district boundaries, or if the legislature's reapportionment office will be used to draw up a map.
When you're in the market for a new home, Georgia United Credit Union is here to help. We offer competitive rates, low fees, and flexible terms so you can be confident you're getting the best home for your budget. We'll even cover up to $500 on the appraisal fee of your new home, saving you even more money. Our home loan experts will guide you through the process, finding the best loan solutions for your needs. We have up to 100% financing and no money down options for qualified members. Unlock the door to your new home by visiting gucu.org/new home. Georgia United is an equal housing lender.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG
Former Parkview baseball standout Anthony Carter's post-college baseball experience can legitimately be referred to as an odyssey, and his journey will continue this week with what's sure to be an unforgettable ride. The 35-year-old right-handed pitcher was named to the U.S. Olympic baseball team, which will begin play on Friday, July 30th at the 2021 Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo, Japan. Signed for the 2021 season by Serraperos de Saltillo in the Mexican League, the much-traveled Anthony earned his way to the Olympics with his performance for USA Baseball in the World Baseball Softball Confederation's Baseball America's qualification event. He's joined on Team USA by a fellow Georgian, former Heritage High star Tyler Austin, who has played for the New York Yankees, Minnesota Twins, San Francisco Giants, and Milwaukee Brewers, and is currently signed with the Yokohama DeNA BayStars in the Japanese Central League. Kia Motors America, which operates an assembly plant in Troup County, producing 340,000 vehicles a year, recently dropped Motors from its name and is simply known as Kia America. The reason? The Korean automaker's $25 billion plan to transition to electric vehicles soon will make Motors obsolete. That same trend is behind Governor Brian Kemp's announcement of a new statewide initiative aimed at strengthening Georgia's status as a leader in the electric mobility industry. The Electric Mobility and Innovation Alliance will bring industry executives together with state leaders in government, education, utilities, and nonprofits to look for ways to build up an industry that already has enjoyed some major success. The EMIA won't be starting its work from scratch. Georgia already boasts an impressive roster of recent international investments in electric mobility, including two SK Innovation electric vehicle battery manufacturing facilities in Jackson County, a nearly $2.6 billion investment by the South Korean company, Dutch electric vehicle charging company Heliox's decision to base its North American headquarters in Atlanta, Turkish electric vehicle parts manufacturer Teclis, which plans to open its first North American plant in Gordon County, German-owned GEDIA, a manufacturer of lightweight auto body parts, which plans to open a plant in Whitfield County, South Korea-based Dukyang, an electric mobility parts supplier, which will build two plants near Braselton. The cited projections showing electric vehicles in Georgia will balloon from just 7% of the market in 2025 to 30% by 2030, 58% by 2040, and 96% by 2050.
Children's Healthcare of Atlanta welcomes you to join us for our Health Fair and Kids Expo event on Saturday, July 31st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Rhodes Jordan Park in Lawrenceville. Admission is free. The first 250 kids receive a free backpack with school supplies and other goodies. There will be fun activities for the family and kids, free COVID vaccines, free health screening, blood mobile, door prizes, special presentations, and more. That's Saturday, July 31st at Rhodes Jordan Park in Lawrenceville.
And now community reporter J.P. Edwards is joined on the podcast by members of Gwinnett County's new Mental Health Task Force. Sheriff Kebo Taylor and the Gwinnett County Sheriff's Office have pledged to create a countywide culture in which residents with mental health concerns are not criminalized for having a mental illness.
I'd like to introduce each one of us so you'll know. I'm Lieutenant Trakita Maldonado, the commander for the unit. We have Corporal DeJeanie Smith. She is one of the team members. And we have Dr. Dana Tatum, who is the
I'm the clinical director.
So I appreciate everybody joining me on the podcast. And I'm curious, what exactly is Gwinnett County's Mental Health Task Force?
The task force was a vision of Sheriff Kebo Taylor back during his campaign, and actually way before that, and his work in the community and his law enforcement experience. And that is that the task force is a unit of highly trained officers that will be there to be interventionists in the community. And by that, we mean they will be there to be called out in encounters with peace officers when those encounters involve a known or suspected mentally ill person in crisis. And so the main purpose of that is to stem this migration of the mentally ill to the jails. We've had that going on for at least the last 30 years plus. The jails have become our largest mental institutions, and that's upside down. It should not be. And there's many things that happen out there where with the proper intervention, with the properly trained individual officers, then we can change that. So we want to steer them towards treatment rather than jail. That's the vision of the sheriff. That's the vision of this unit. And that's what we intend to do.
Are you guys going out as a task force only on calls, or is there a way for the community to contact you when they need help?
As we see it now, we will function to aid in law enforcement encounters. But we see this as expanding to something much larger. And I'll say this, part of this process will be to combat stigma. You know, it won't just be the encounters where the rubber meets the road. We see as a very important part of this process going out into the community to any that will listen to help us fight stigma. And we'll do that through organizations, other treatment facilities, stakeholders. We've been contacted by various civic organizations, and we'll go out, we're going to speak on the stigma that has been a catalyst for this migration of the mentally ill to jails. And we can fight that stigma in the public sector in all levels, whether it be schools, organizations, or even police agencies, then we feel we'll make a big difference on that front as well.
Can you tell me about some of the training that the officers are getting?
It's quite intense. We're starting with, of course, training in abnormal psychology, recognition of mental illness, That will include recognition of psychosis and mood disorders, folks in crisis. Suicide prevention will be part of the training. Everybody who joins this team will have gone through what's called crisis intervention team training, which is a 40-hour mandated training. And then once they're back with us, then we continue their training in recognition of autistic spectrum disorder, psychopathy, personality disorders, hostage negotiations, and of course, ongoing training. Because once they're, if we're not out doing this work and we're not out combating stigma, then we're training. It's going to be ongoing with live scenarios. We just did a live scenario training yesterday with Corporal Smith here. She did a wonderful job, and we're going to continue that effort.
Dr. Dana Tatum is with the Gwinnett County Mental Health Task Force. And also joining us, we have Corporal Smith and the woman who is leading up the task force, Lieutenant Maldonado. Now, how did you ladies become involved with the task force? Did you sign up for it specifically or were you recruited?
I'll say that I was listening when our sheriff was campaigning, and I knew this was something that he really wanted to do. I had left the sheriff's department and went to school police for a few years. However, I had been here for 10 years prior. After hearing that he wanted to do something like a mental health task force, I am a licensed clinician as well as a peace officer. It's a unique combination. And so I was very interested in coming over. So I reached out to our sheriff. We talked about it, and basically I came back to the sheriff's department. So I'm very thankful for the opportunity from our sheriff, Kibo Taylor, for giving us this opportunity and addressing this issue. So that's how I came back. But again, I am a licensed clinician and also a peace officer. So it's definitely a unique combination. And again, I used to work with Dr. Tatum when I did my internship years ago. He's been around for a very long time. So it's always a pleasure to constantly learn new things. And he is going to be making sure our team get all the training that they need. So that's how I came back.
I had put in a letter of interest when it was stated that Mental Health Task Force was going to come about. So I interviewed for the position.
What would you want to say directly to the public about the new Mental Health Task Force?
Well, I would say that ask them to join in with us in this battle against stigma and understand that these officers are here to help them. These officers are here to stem the tide of the mentally ill going to jail rather than treatment. And we need the public support in that. We need families to understand when their loved ones are ill in the sense of mental illness, it is a true illness, as though they have cancer, diabetes, or any other chronic illness. And that's hard for folks to understand sometimes because the stigma is so pervasive in all of our culture. But if they'll join with us, we can really make a difference, but we do need their help. One thing I want to say is that I've been around this department many, many years, and we're really thankful to Sheriff Taylor because a lot of people have spoken about this need. We hear all the time about the plight of the mentally ill, but he stepped forward and he made it happen. I mean, when I got the call about being the clinical director, I dropped everything because I knew the purpose and the need, but we needed someone in that leadership role that could make it happen. And he did do that. And we're very thankful for that.
We do want to partner up with the community and let them know that we are here as advocates. We want to help people. That's what we're here for. And we don't want them to have that taboo or that stigma that they can't get help, because we are here.
We have developed a logo patch for this team, and on that patch there's a motto. And that motto for this team is intervene, advocate, protect. And that's the Mental Health Task Force mission.
Why buy at Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Hello, I'm Rodney Skelthorpe, and I own A1 Tires & More in Lawrenceville. We're your go-to place for tires and complete car care.
Celebrate your independence all month long with A1 Tires & More. Don't put off that routine car maintenance. Taking care of your tires, brakes, and AC will help keep your vehicle safe, reliable, and running longer, helping you avoid roadside breakdowns. So visit A1 Tires & More before you go on vacation.
All of our work at A1 Tires & More is guaranteed. Rest assured, we handle every repair with accuracy, integrity, and honesty. You can find us online at a1tiresandmore.com or give us a call at 770-963-8333. We're located directly across from the Lawrenceville Police Headquarters, and we are A1 on your ride.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.